Howdy, and welcome to Winking Cat Tales. Today, the Winking Cat invites you to listen and sing along to The Day Zero Left Dodge by P. Haynes Ainsworth, music by Terrence Alaric Levitt. Copyright 2019 by Winking Cat Books.
Howdy, partners. Welcome to our town of Dodge City. Population, 26. At least that's what it was last time we counted. It's a friendly little town where everyone knows everybody, and you can always count on your neighbor. Howdy do, and welcome to Dodge City, the nicest little town in the West, where each and every neighbor can count on their neighbor, 'cause counting is what we do the best. We've always been amigos in Dodge City. A helping hand is always guaranteed. Everyone has value and a place they belong. Brotherhood and friendship is our creed. We don't have fancy streetlights or tall skyscrapers. The sidewalks here are all made out of wood. And the only folks you read about in our newspapers are the numbers who are daily doing good.
Howdy-do, and welcome to Dodge City. Stay a while, we think you'll be impressed. You can count on us to make you feel at home here in the nicest little town in the West.
The friendly folks, the food, yes, sir, it all adds up. It's the best little town in the West.
Dodge City,
yeah! It's the best little town in the West.
Hi, Five.
Hey, Seven. I've been having trouble sleeping lately.
Well, you should try counting sheep. Always works for me.
That would be some pretty heavy-duty counting. You have a lot of sheep out there on your ranch.
That's true.
Sweet abode, which I like to call my heaven. The fence is bamboo, and all what a view awaits you at my ranch heaven. I got a kangaroo, some piglets too, and lots of sheep. I got a duck, a horse, a cow, of course, and chicks that peep. Sweet abode, which I like to call my heaven. It's my favorite spot, so happy I've got a little ranch I call my heaven. A nice little slice of heaven.
It's not bad. Bye, Seven. Here in Dodge, we like to call her Lucky Seven. Dagnabbit, I didn't get to tell her my joke. Here comes one and zero. I'll tell them.
Hi, Five.
Hey, guys. You heard the latest joke?
What joke is that?
Why is everyone afraid of Seven?
I don't know, Five. Why is everyone afraid of Seven?
Because 7, 8, 9.
That's a knee slapper. Very funny, Five.
Thanks for sharing. See you later.
Oh, those two numbers. They're almost always together. The best of friends, most of the time. However, about 2 weeks ago, their friendship got about as prickly as a cactus. Let me tell you about it. It all began on a typical day just like any other. One and Zero were doing what they like to do best. Counting.
You go first. What do you want to count?
How about our fingers?
Great. Let's start with one, my favorite number.
All right. One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. 10 fingers.
That was rude.
I suppose it was. I'm sorry.
What's wrong? You seem upset about something.
Maybe I am. One. Why do we always have to start counting with one? Why can't we start with zero? If I hold all my fingers down, we can start with zero.
That would be silly. Zero doesn't mean anything. It's just empty space.
What do you mean, empty space?
Howdy, Seven. What brings you back into town so soon?
Someone's got my number. Thought that mean old cuss Four might have borrowed my sheep to count, to help him sleep, but his wife said Four was out of town. Whoever took some of my sheep took a whole bunch without asking permission.
Sounds like you've been robbed.
Yep, sure does.
That's terrible. Who do you think might have done such a thing?
Figure Eight might be up to his old tricks.
That would be my suspicion.
Eight is twice the bad guy Four is.
He sure is. I'm gonna need some help tracking down some clues to where he might have taken my missing sheep. First, I have to figure out exactly how many are missing and report it to Sheriff Nine.
You'll need to count them.
That's right. I'll need you there, One, so I can start counting.
Of course. Let's go.
High five.
Hi, Zero. Where is everyone?
Someone raided Seven's ranch last night and stole some sheep.
Seven's Heaven Ranch?
That's right. One went up there with them to count sheep to see how many are missing. Five, can I ask you something?
Sure, Zero. Anything.
Why do people always start counting with One? Why don't they start counting with Zero?
I guess because if you want to count something, you have to have something to count. If you start with Zero, it means there's nothing there to start with.
Thanks, Five. That's kind of what I figured you'd say.
When people start a-counting, everybody starts with One. Zero could be just as good if you start with None. It doesn't make a difference if you pause and think a bit. And maybe such a simple change could have some benefit. Of course, if you start with five or six, this logic won't apply. But if you start with nothing, you'd think they might just try.
I've thought and thought my whole life long about how some things never change, why folks hold on to what they know and run from what is strange. It sure would be amusing and would make me feel more dear if someone started counting with Zero around here. Just one time someday, one day, to hear one person say, I think I need to count some things. Where is Zero? I need to have a Zero to count my stuff today.
We should mosey up to Seven's ranch. Maybe we can help him find those missing sheep.
You go. Seems there's nothing I can do.
Zero was feeling mighty low. I've never seen her so negative. Or positive, for that matter. After One, Seven, and I counted the sheep, we found out about 6 sheep had been stolen. We all went to tell Sheriff Nine about it.
Sheriff! Sheriff!
Sheriff Nine!
That's my name. What can I do for you?
6 of my sheep were stolen from my ranch.
That's right. We counted, and that's how many are missing.
What are you going to do, Sheriff?
Well, I reckon I better track them down. When I find the sheep, I'll arrest whoever took them and bring them to justice.
You mean to Dodge City.
Right. Well, this day ain't getting any longer. I'll just saddle up and follow those tracks.
The sheriff saddled up and rode off into the desert, following the sheep tracks. Pretty soon, he found them. Turns out they'd been taken by no other than that low-down, twisted polecat, Crazy Eight, and his gang of half-wits.
I should have known it would be you, Eight.
Nice to know I have a reputation.
You got a new gang from the last time I arrested you?
Well, Sheriff, even us evil masterminds need a little help now and then. When you do evil deeds, you need wits to succeed. So I got me a gang of 5.
And a half.
Each of us is filled with greed, so we steal what we need, making trouble each day we're alive.
Day and a half.
Cruel, nasty, and bad.
So bad.
Can't help it, that's just how we are.
Hey.
We'll go on and sow bad seeds like mean and craggly tumbleweeds till the day when they write our epitaph. Cruel, nasty, and bad.
So bad.
Can't help it, that's just how we are.
Hey!
We'll go on and sow bad seeds like mean and craggly tumbleweeds till the day when they write our epitaph.
They're bad.
Our epitaph.
These here are my gang of half-wits. There's one half. Over here is a 50%. Yonder's 0.5, and standing by the sheep are the twins, 50-50.
Those sheep are why I'm here. You and I both know they are not your sheep. You took them without asking.
Maybe I did. What of it? What are you going to do?
I'm going to take them back to their rightful owner, and I'm going to take you with me to the Dodge City Jail.
That's mighty nice of you to offer an escort, but we were planning to go in the opposite direction, right, boys?
Right. Uh-huh. Right.
Yep. And we can't have you following us, so I guess we'll just have to make sure you stay here. Tie him up, boys.
8 and his gang tied Sheriff 9 to a tree and left him there in the hot sun. The sheriff was in a pretty bad state when 1 and 7 rode out and found him. 7 took him right over to Dock 3. How's the sheriff doing?
Dock 3 stitched him up just in time to save 9.
That 3 is a magic number.
You can say that again.
That 3 is a magic...
But don't. 9 was lucky this time, but he's getting a little old to be sheriff, especially if 8 is up to his old tricks again.
You saying we need a new sheriff?
Maybe. But maybe not. Leastwise, we'll need some number to step up and be sheriff until 9 is back up on 2 feet.
How is the sheriff?
He'll be okay, but it's going to take a few weeks for him to recover.
We were just saying that one of our numbers going to have to go hunt down 8 and bring him to justice.
You mean bring him to Dodge City.
Right. Bring him back to Dodge City to put him on trial for tying up 9 and stealing my sheep.
We might need a new sheriff altogether. 9 is getting past his prime.
You, me, and 7 are all prime numbers. Any one of us could do the job.
But you're the best number for the job, 1.
Yeah, you're a stand-up kind of number.
Well, I'd be honored to be the temporary new sheriff of Dodge.
Well, let's vote on it. We all for 1?
Aye!
Then that's settled. It's all of us for 1 and 1 for all.
Now that you're the acting sheriff, what do you want us to do first, 1?
Well, the first thing I'd like to do is deputize all of you. There's strength in numbers.
Sure. Glad to help.
I've always wanted to be deputized.
Raise your right hands and repeat after me. Make sure it's your right hand.
Oops. It is now.
Y'all ready? I, now say your name.
I, 0.
Your name.
Promise to do my duty.
Promise to do my duty.
To defend the laws of Dodge.
To defend the laws of Dodge.
Against any nasty varmint, dirty lowdown, or evildoer.
Against any nasty varmint, dirty lowdown, or evildoer.
Who tries to disturb the peace. Of the good citizens of Dodge City.
Yeehaw! I'm a deputy. High five, everybody. Hi, me.
What do we do next?
Deputy 7, Deputy 5, we're going to form a posse to go out and hunt down Crazy 8 and his gang.
What about me? I can help.
0, I know you're willing, but you're not a prime number like us. As a matter of fact, you're really not a number at all.
He didn't mean that, did you, 1?
Yes, I did. This is an emergency, and what we have to do is important. We can't have 0 tagging along. 0, we've been friends a long time, right?
I thought we were.
Then as your friend, I have to be honest with you. You're not really a number. You're more of a placeholder.
A placeholder?
Yeah, a placeholder. Sort of a symbol to show there's a spot somewhere with nothing in it. Something to show there's an empty space.
But I want to go with you. I can help.
I'm not trying to be mean, but I'll prove that it doesn't make a difference if you stay or go. Think about it. If I add up 7 and 5 here, what do I get?
12.
That's right, 12. Then I add myself, 1. What does that make?
13.
Yup. And if I add 0 to that, what does that make?
13?
Exactly. The total stays the same, 13. You see, Zero, it makes no difference whether you stay or come along. Best you stay here, where it's safe.
And be a placeholder.
Yeah, hold the place down till we get back.
I'm sorry, Zero. I wish you were coming.
Me too, Five. It ain't fair.
No, it ain't.
Placeholder. That's all I am. Stand over here, Zero, so we know there's nothing there. Dodge City. Dodge City. Where every number has its own value, unless you're a no number like me. 'Cause when you're just a placeholder, Dodge City can be the loneliest little town in the West.
What are you looking at?
Oh, nothing.
That's what everyone says. No point in me staying around Dodge when no one or six or anybody thinks I'm worth anything. I'm just gonna pack my bag and go.
Hi, Zero. Where are you headed?
I'm bidding Dodge City goodbye. Adios and fare thee well.
Oh, dear. One and his posse lost 8th Trail a few miles outside of town. I came back into town to check and see if Sheriff 9 was awake and could give us any clues. Little did I know that 8 had doubled back, and while we were out looking for him, 8 came into Dodge looking for trouble.
Looks like Dodge City's ripe for the picking. Think I'll just make myself cozy and help myself to whatever I want.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. 5, have you seen Sheriff 1?
Not yet. What's going on, 2?
He just left my bank. He wanted me to give him all the money in the bank, but all we had was $2. He wasn't very happy.
Crazy 8 is here in town? That's not good.
Hi, 5. Hi, 2.
7, it's a good thing you've come back. Where is Sheriff 1?
On his way. He should be here shortly.
7, something terrible has happened.
I can't believe it. 1 and I thought we had 8 cornered, but he gave us the runaround. I don't think we'll ever find him.
Oh, I think you'll find him all right.
What makes you say that, 5?
He just walked out of my bank a minute ago.
Uh-oh.
We've got trouble right here in Dodge City. Things aren't looking pretty, and it's a pity that one's not here to tell us what to do. We've got trouble right here in Dodge City. Better form a committee and get to the nitty gritty and figure out just what we ought to do.
We could dig up all our turnips and potatoes, gather all our rotten eggs and bad tomatoes.
We'll bake up some hard rolls and custard pies. The Undertaker's ready just in case someone dies.
Let's hope that doesn't happen.
Oh, we've got trouble right here in Dodge City. It's clear as it can be, and everyone can see that you and me, and we've got trouble, 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 trouble.
With a capital T.
Trouble, trouble, trouble.
Which rhymes with T?
Trouble, trouble, trouble.
Which stands for
Dodge City.
Dodge City.
Yeah, we're in trouble.
You won.
Not me.
I'm one, and you must be Crazy 8.
That's right. Hey, what kind of town you running around here? This some kind of numbers game? Ain't no dime novels in the library, no dollar cigars. It's not even any fun robbing a bank with only $2 in it.
There was $2,000 in the bank yesterday.
Shh! Why did you come here, 8?
They tell me you're the new sheriff.
I am, since you nearly killed our other sheriff.
You're gonna have to prove I did that, sheriff. In court, in front of a jury.
Don't worry. I'll pick 12 jurors and we'll start the trial right here.
Go ahead. Pick. I'll just stand here and watch.
All right. I'll just count 12 of our citizens right here. 1, 2, 3, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. What's going on? I can't count past nine.
I've been meaning to tell you. Zero left town, and you can't make the number 10 without a zero.
But that's silly. We've always been able to make the number 10 in Dodge.
That's because we've always had zero here. Now she's gone.
But I have to be able to count to 10. If I can't count to 10, I can't count to 11 or 12 either. I'll never be able to count out 12 people for the jury.
Isn't that just too bad? Guess there won't be a trial.
I'll figure out a way to make sure there is.
Well, till you do, Sheriff, I'm going to mosey over to the photo booth and take a new picture of myself for the wanted poster. The old picture they're using, it just isn't me.
What are we going to do? We're in a heap of trouble, one.
We'll have to figure out a way to get 8 out of Dodge before he makes a mess of the place. He likes money so much, maybe we can pay him to leave.
How are we going to do that? Like I said earlier, we used to have $2,000 in the bank. Because Zero left, we only have $2.
$2 isn't enough to pay 8 to get out of town? But he'd just laugh at us if we offered him $2.
I don't understand. Why did Zero leave anyway?
I think it was because of what you said to her when she asked to join the posse.
What did I say?
You told her she wasn't worth anything. You said the posse didn't need her. I think you hurt her feelings.
But I spoke the truth. Zero equals nothing. I didn't lie. Numbers don't lie.
Even if it's the truth. Now you can see that having zero around to show where there's nothing there is very important. Without zero, we numbers can't jump over to the tens place or the hundreds place. We just keep falling back into the ones place unless zero steps in to fill it up.
Dodge needs zero.
Without her, none of us numbers have any real value anymore.
You're right. I don't know why I didn't recognize how important she was before. But now that she's gone, what do I do?
There's only one thing to do, one. Find Zero and convince her to come back to Dodge City.
Why me?
Because she's your best friend.
Sure is. I'm gonna find her. You can count on me.
I hope he's going in the right direction.
Zero could be anywhere by now.
Oh, give me a home where I'm not all alone, and my troubles are so far away. Where I'm free as a bird, not just part of the herd, and don't care what the people might say.
Being out here in the desert and leaving Dodge City isn't as exciting as I thought it would be. There's nothing out here to keep me company besides coyotes and scorpions. I've got to be the loneliest number on the planet.
That's not true. One is the loneliest number without you around, Zero.
Hi, One. How did you find me?
You didn't make it easy. I've been tracking you for hours.
I'm surprised you spent so much time trying to find me, seeing as how it makes no difference whether I'm around or not.
It's tough for me to admit it. But I was wrong when I said that. You're very important, Zero. Without you, the entire town has nothing. Or what I mean is, it doesn't have nothing. It doesn't have you. Not having nothing has turned Dodge City upside down.
How come you need me all of a sudden?
It's 8, Zero. He's coming to town threatening to tear up the place. I can't stop him by myself. I need you by my side. Together, we can be a perfect 10. Are you with me, Deputy Zero?
If it means we can save Dodge, I'll go.
You're the bravest number I know.
I hope One gets back soon. 8 is eating and drinking this town dry, not to mention tearing the place apart.
He's in 6's pie shop. That'll keep him busy.
They have so many flavors of pie, he could eat all day and never eat the same kind twice.
What kind of a sissified town you running here? I ordered a dozen egg omelet for breakfast at the cafe, and they only gave me a 9 egg omelet. How am I going to keep my figure with steak and only 9 eggs? You trying to pull a fast one on me?
No! Honestly, Mr. Wright, I'm pretty slow. They couldn't give you more than 9 because nobody can count to 10 or 11 or 12 for that matter.
You probably shouldn't have said that, Five.
That's why I couldn't buy a 10-gallon hat at the hat store. Guess since you have nobody to fight me, I'll just take what I want.
Not so fast, 8.
Well, well, well. If it isn't Sheriff 1. I thought you'd skedaddle for good. Guess you do have a spine after all. For now. So what do you want, Sheriff?
I want you to leave Dodge City and never come back.
Make me.
If you don't leave right now, I'll put you on trial for taking 7 sheep and tying up Sheriff 9 and leaving him in the desert.
Last I remember, you couldn't count high enough to get 12 jurors to have a fair trial.
That was yesterday. Now I have my friend Zero back in town. I can count to any number I need. You might have thought you'd have your way. That Dodge was ripe for picking. But now that Zero's back in town, you're gonna get a licking.
'Cause Zero, Zero, Zero's back to stay. And we're all shouting, yeehaw, hooray, Zero saved the day.
You thought that you could take your fill, then make your getaway. But now you can't escape your bill. You're gonna have to pay.
'Cause Zero, Zero, Zero's back to stay. And we're all shouting, yeehaw, hooray, Zero saved the day.
Round them up.
Hold them tight.
Don't let them get away. Let's all cheer and celebrate, 'cause Zero saved the day.
Yeah!
Let's all cheer and celebrate, 'cause Zero saved the day. Yo!
Let's see how many jurors I can count out now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You see 8, I can count to 12 now.
That means I can count my sheep.
I better check the vault at the bank. There should be $2,000 there again.
Thanks, Zira.
See you later.
Maybe you can count out enough people for a jury now, but you still won't be able to put me in jail.
Why is that?
No one watched me allegedly tie up Sheriff 9 or steal the sheep. The only possible witness is Sheriff 9, and he's in no shape to testify.
That may be true, but you're still going to leave town.
Why is that?
Because you're not wanted here, and we're going to make you leave.
Ha!
This town's not big enough for all of us.
That's a laugh. I can do math. I only see a 1 and a 5 and a 0 standing here. If I add all you together, you only make 6. 8 is bigger than 6. I outnumber you.
Maybe if you just add us all together. But with 0 standing beside us, we can be 60 or 600 or even 6,000. Not even you can stand up to that.
You win. I know when the odds are against me. I'm leaving.
We're gonna count 10 and you better be gone.
Can we start with 0 this time?
You bet. Everyone, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
7, 8, 9, 10.
Zero, it's great to have you back in Dodge.
Yep, with Zero on our side, we can always figure things out.
Aw, shucks, guys. It's just nice to feel like I belong again.
You'll always be part of the team, Zero.
It felt good to have things back to normal again. 8 never came back to Dodge, by the way. And you might think that would pose a little problem with counting and all. But you see, 8 isn't a prime number. We can always make an 8 any time we need one with a couple of 4s or 4-2s, and they're much easier to get along with. Thanks for listening. We knew we could count on you.
We've always been amigos in Dodge City. A helping hand is always guaranteed. Everyone has value and a place they belong. brotherhood, and friendship is our creed.
We don't have fancy streetlights or tall skyscrapers. The sidewalks here are all made out of wood.
And the only folks you read about in our newspapers are the numbers who are daily doing good.
Things are back to normal.
Yes, sir.
It all adds up. It's the best little town in the West Dodge City. The best little town in the West. Yeehaw!
Thank you for listening to The Day Zero Left Dodge by P. Haynes Ainsworth and Terrence Alaric Levitt. If you'd like to hear more stories from Winking Cat Tales, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, or any of your favorite podcast apps. Also, be sure to visit our website, winkingcattales.com, for some fun behind-the-scenes info. Remember to spell cat, K-A-T, and tales is spelled T-A-L-E-S. Winking Cat Tales is a proud member of the Dramafy Audio Play Network. Copyright 2019 by Winking Cat Tales. Any reproduction or rebroadcast of this episode without written permission by Winking Cat Tales is prohibited by law. This is Pat for Winking Cat. Bye for now.